Yes. All right. So tonight we're going to talk about ego. I think one of our biggest like enemies, right? I think so, because our ego will make us do some crazy things just to get it like validated.
Yep.
And other people's egos too, like we were just talking about, like if I'm going through something personal and then someone else takes it personal, like it's towards them, like that's their ego getting in the way of not realizing it has nothing to do with you. Me, like you were saying, someone being all sensitive in their feelings, like, oh, communication. But it's like we all got to get to a point, like if someone doesn't want to communicate with you at that moment, like let it be that. It shouldn't be forced. It shouldn't be like, oh, well, I feel bad now, I have to. Like, why do you want that anyways?
Right. When it's forced, it's not genuine.
Exactly. So why want that in our life? And again, it's just ego. Like, we get stuck on someone we know we shouldn't be stuck on, and they're not giving us what we need. Mm-hmm. When you can have all these other people ready to give you everything you need. Mm-hmm. But our ego is like, hold on, this is like a challenge. I need to see if I can conquer this, like a damn mission. And you become fixated and obsessed with like, hold on, like you're not stroking my ego and I need to figure out why, like, and it needs to be done. So I will end up being looking crazy just trying to get your ego stroked.
Thank you, Haka, like how out of character. I mean, it's like that saying, you always want what you can't have, and that's a true saying, because, like you said, there's plenty of people that, in this world, that are willing to give, well, I'm not gonna say us, but, you know, guys, females, you know, give you the world, but if we're not getting it from the person that we truly want to really be, like, stroking our ego, then we have it, you know, we have an issue with that. We're like, what's wrong? Like, is there something wrong? And we shouldn't look at it like that, you know?
Right. Because, like they say, like, yes, people come into your life for a reason, but sometimes a lifetime, sometimes for a season. And there's lessons in everybody, you know, in every experience. And someone comes in your life, maybe they were just supposed to teach you this or give you this guidance or maybe show you a different light, but that was maybe it. But then we cling on to that, like, oh, but wait, you know, because again, our ego is like, you know, you want praise. At the end of the day, I feel like we all subconsciously, we all want praise. We all want validation. We all want to feel good. Yep. And instead of us finding that in ourselves, which we should be doing, we want to hear it from somebody else. Even though we may not be ready to tell ourselves those things, right?
That's true. I mean, we have to be... We should always be stroking our own ego.
Yes.
The problem is that when you're healing, you're still learning how to boost yourself up or to stroke your ego or to love yourself. And that's another thing too, is everybody heals differently. To where there's people around you who could feel like, you know, you're not giving them enough attention because you're taking the time like, oh, I need to heal. I need to work on me. I don't want to be bothered with certain things or, you know, entertaining certain conversations. Like you said earlier, what was it where you said? Something about we can't force the conversation. If we're just not interested in that time period, not meaning that we don't care, it's just like, it's not going to be genuine. It's not going to be real. And that's the problem, is that, you know, for a lot of people, is that when people are, we're not also understanding that people could be going through something or people could be healing. But it's like, if we're not stroking that ego, or we're getting our ego stroked, then it's like an issue, you know?
Right. And that's the problem, is when we all become somewhat like, we can all get a little self-centered when it comes to that. Like, well, if I want your attention, you should be giving it to me. I'm right. Owed that. Like, right. No, we're not. And especially when, at the end of the day, we really don't know what people are going through. You know, people carry things way different. You got people yapping like a damn chihuahua and screaming to the moon about the broadcasting, everything. And of course, you're like, okay, yeah, whatever.
Right.
And then you got people that carry themselves well. They get up every day, they handle their business. You know, they're still able to help people.
Right.
Really not knowing that they could be battling crazy things.
Right.
But, you know, still trying to go out their way to do things for people, and then it's not enough.
Right.
And then guess what?
Your ego.
Yeah, their ego. They get self, you know, people just get selfish. Like, well, what about me? What about me? And then the ones that take. And the ones that are givers are probably going through more shit than anybody.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, people that give and help and see you, you know, for your pain and understand what you're going through, it's because they feel those things.
Right.
And people tend to forget that. Like, oh, well, if you're like a healer or a helper, like, you must be happy. You must be whole. You must have it all. No. It's more likely because we see someone and we can relate. And it's like, damn, if I can make someone else feel better, because I know what that's like, I'll do that. But
right.
At what expense? Like, because then again, I feel like too, though, the healers, the helpers, that's an ego stroke too, though. In a way, like, I know, you know, like, for me, I can't speak on everyone. I do like to help. I do like to heal. But subconsciously, is it like an ego thing? Like, oh, well, they need me.
Yep.
Even though it could be pure intent, but is there something else, a driving force that I may not tap into? Like, oh, but is it because I feel like I need to be needed, and that's why I want to help? So again, ego.
They say too, people who become like therapists or psychologists really have issues within themselves that they're trying to find out through other people.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, like, you know, I can't speak on everybody, but something I'm going through is, like, I feel like anybody that comes, I'm attracted to people who, I'm not gonna lie, are damaged.
Right.
Like, in a sense, to where I know they're going through something, I know they don't mean to be an asshole or whatever, but I want to try to fix them. And then it's like, if I can't be the one to do that, then it, like, crushes me. Like, you know, my soul is crushed. But then I also have to take a step back, because how do I know they're really not going through something and they're just like, they don't want to be bothered? Because when I'm going through something, I don't want to be bothered. I don't respond to texts. I don't respond to calls. Yes, I'll post on social media, but doesn't mean, you know, I'm mad or take it personal. It's just I don't want to be bothered with the human race right now. Like,
yeah, in,
you know,
general.
Yeah. So I think that's, I mean, we kind of, like, understand both parts, because it's, like, trust. If there's somebody that catches our attention and we really want to help them and they're, like, pushing away, we're going to feel crushed. But then we do that to people, too. So,
yeah, I'm trying to be more understanding, because that is where the ego gets played in. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, hold on. Like, all I'm trying to do is come in and help. But
right.
At the end of the day, you got to learn, like, I can only save myself.
Yep.
Right? Just like I can't save you, you can only save yourself at the end of the day. And you gotta stop feeling like, you know, looking at things like it's a project or a mission to accomplish, because that's not fair.
Right.
And we can't expect nobody to change. Just like someone could tell us 100 times, oh, you shouldn't do this, but it has to come from within to finally be like, you know what, I don't want to do this anymore.
Right.
You could be told, you know, yeah, I shouldn't.
Right.
But it has to come from within, and that's the problem of exhausting ourselves and our energy and our confidence in trying to always help people and trying to, you know, always see the good and be understanding and be like, I get why you know, like, how some people can't understand people that got to do what they have to do to get by. It's like, but for me, I can
right.
You know, I can sympathize and understand why people have to do what they have to do and look at the whole story.
Right.
Like, let's get into, you know, when you meet someone and they act a way and it's like, yeah, but let's get down to your childhood.
Right. And those are why it was like a meme that I saw too. That's why a lot of relationships or situationships, whatever you're in, do not last, because
none of that comes out. And it all starts within a childhood. And when you meet someone, unfortunately, yes, those are topics you need to have. I need to know about your childhood.
Right. Because off top, women and men, like, right. Look, you got daddy issues, you got mommy issues, you got right. abandonment issues, like trust issues. It all stems from, at the end of the day, when you are a little kid and your first heartbreak and your first disappointments and feeling not secure. And, you know, you start to lose confidence in your worth. And then, unfortunately, that's baggage you carry for years, because there's things you don't even know you're carrying on to. You don't even know that that's anger there or right. pain there or resentment there. And then it comes out in your relationship. It comes out when you're a parent. It comes out in friendships and how you just start to view people. Because there's people like, they get into a thing and they're like, I'm gonna fuck it up. I'm gonna sabotage this.
Yep.
Because I don't think I deserve it, or I'm gonna do it before they do it to me. I don't want to get hurt, so I'm gonna have the upper hand on that, right? Yep. So where does that come from?
And it, like I said, it all starts within your childhood. And if a lot of relationships, if you have more of those type of talks and questions, or, you know, then they would be more successful and people would understand or not take it personal if people act a certain way or someone goes distance or someone goes like MIA, you know. Like I said, I'm guilty of it. When someone be like ghosting me, I'd be like, hold up, you know. But at the end of the day, those are conversations that need to come out. And I wish I could find the meme. I'm going to find it. I'm going to take the time. There is a meme that basically says the issue is... It's something basically saying that the issue why a lot of relationships don't last is because nobody wants to talk about where it all started from.
Right.
And we just, you know, and that's why we walk around talking about where there's hella fuckboys and where there's hella hoes. Well, how do you know that these people are really just fuckboys and they dog females out for just because they woke up one day and like, I'm gonna be a dog? No, that came from something. You know, these females out here talking about, oh, they're hella. Well, how do you know? She could have been through something to where she, you know, would make, because she's having sex with people. Who cares? Dudes do it all the time. You know what I'm saying? And that's the problem. So like I said, those are a lot of things that need to be talked about. Like, you have to know about someone's childhood to have, I'd say, any healthy friendship, relationship, anything.
Yes, because to genuinely love someone, you gotta love their ugly, their trauma.
Right.
You want to fall in love with their mind, right? And their right. mind is shaped and molded throughout the years of the pain they go through. And we all have different walks of life. Like, you know, you can't just look at someone and be like, oh, they, you know, probably had it great, or they, you know, you don't know their traumas and their pain and their triggers. So it's like, that's something, yeah, you want to get to the root of, like, well, what happened for that to be a trigger for you?
Right, right.
I want to fall in love with the bad, the ugly. Because, unfortunately, I mean, that's what makes us who we are, is those life lessons. And we all have flaws, so can you love someone for their flaws too? Because it's unconditional. Like, that conditional love, and I don't know, this whole like generation now of how quick people just, oh, next, you're not feeling it for me, I could find someone else, next. Like, it's a build a bitch or build a man. Like, right. What the hell? Like,
right. Don't even give you like opportunity.
I'm not trying to learn all that.
And that's where it comes back to ego, because you're not stroking their ego mm-hmm. in the way that they want it to be stroked. Instead of them being like, okay, I do have issues from my childhood, or I do have these issues, or I've been heartbroken and I don't want to get hurt again, but because you're not stroking my ego or giving me what I need and for what I want right now, then it's not good enough. Or, you know?
Yeah. I guess someone else who's more insecure with themselves that yep. want to do all those things. And that just takes finding yourself to be like, you know what? No, like, I am worth it. If you can't see that or want to work on that with me, then that's okay. Then we're not meant to be at the end of the day. We're not. Because this whole, stroke your ego shit, like, it's sad, to be honest. Like, it really is. I mean, we all have it. We all have an ego. We all don't want that to get hurt. We all want to feel good about ourselves.
Right.
We all want to be like, yeah, you know, I'm the one, I'm the winner, I'm the, you know, like.
Right.
But let that be let that come from within, though. Like, I want to learn, like, you know, self validation and self worth and self love, and it's not in other people. Like they say, no one else is responsible for your happiness.
Nope.
But you. Nope. And the only way you're gonna learn that is by going out and looking and getting disappointed time and time again for you to be like, okay, unfortunately, this is not working. I'm not healed. I'm still broken, and I'm not about to rely on my happiness with somebody else. Because you're going to be disappointed every time.
Every time.
Every time you're going to be disappointed. And, you know,
that's the big thing is you have to, we as humans have to heal ourselves and love ourselves before we can actually honestly have any healthy relationship. Because it'll always just be an ego stroke or reassurance. And if you're with somebody, it shouldn't have to constantly be that, you know, to have, you know, no, that's not a relationship. I'm sorry.
It's not. And unfortunately, we're in a, I think, like, we've talked about this before, where it's like, damn, maybe it's the age we're in where it's like, we're now 31, right?
Right.
A lot of people, say majority of people, have already been in relationships, or have families, or have, you know, and if they are single now, everyone's walking around jaded. And what's not fair is we are walking around with still, our hearts are still left somewhere else, broken, with someone else. But we're trying to walk around and fill a void. And unfortunately, it's unfair that we are treating human beings as a void or as a compensation or as a rebound or to waste some time when knowing damn well, like, and this goes, like, I've said that shady shit where it's like, I know I'm not ready for a relationship, but let me go waste somebody's time to entertain the thought of maybe it could happen. And that's selfish. Knowing damn well, like, my heart is still with somebody. You know, like, your heart is still broken. Like, what are you doing out here? You are not healed. You are not ready. And guess what? That's why you've been in the predicament you've been in. Nothing's worked. Because God is like, no, I've been trying to tell you.
It's not.
And what is that? That's my ego, right? Because for so long, when you're in a long-term and your ego isn't being stroked at all, right? Like, right. You know, unfortunately, I fell victim to, like, being like, oh, I need attention. And that's my ego, right? That's driven by ego to see, like, okay, so can I still feel wanted and you right. know, all these things. And it's like, oh my God, girl, who knows? You need, at the end of the day, we got to check ourselves.
Of course. We have to take full
you know, accountability. Yes. Accountability and being aware. Like, people are like, oh, well, what progress have you made? Well, first step I can say is I've acknowledged where I'm at fault, right? And you got people, like we said earlier, you run around years reckless and blaming everybody else. And they're the victim. And, oh, it's everybody else's fault. And it's like, no, let me check myself. Can we all start doing that? Like, that's where it should start. Like,
if you don't take accountability, you're a child. Like that post that posted yesterday. If you don't take accountability for yourself, you're still a child.
Right.
Children don't, because they don't understand. But at a certain age, like us being in our 30s, even like in your mid 20s, like, you know, if you're, you know, you need to, people need to start taking accountability for their actions. I'm so done hearing people saying, oh, well, this person made me do it, so that's why. Nobody makes you do anything you don't want to do. So you cannot keep blaming, you know, you have to look at yourself and be like, well, how did I get myself in this predicament? You know what I'm saying? And that's the problem. A lot of people don't take accountability. And I think that's like the biggest turnoff.
It really, oh yeah. Oh, because a lot of people don't. And like that thing I was saying, that whole little phrase of like, it takes two toxic people to be in a toxic relationship.
Yep.
We all play our part. Like, whether if it's, oh, well, I was good to that person and I had good intentions, but you still stayed, you still entertained, and that was your choice. Like I said, like, we still go into the circus.
Yep.
You still buying those tickets. So really, you're just as a fault, because it's like, and really being like, man, like, I could have brought some toxic to the table too. Like,
yeah.
And admitting that, like, you know, like,
we're not perfect.
We're not. But all we can do is admit and acknowledge, and at the end of the day, move forward, right? Chin up, steps ahead.
Right. Like,
that's all we can do, because, I mean, we can't dwell on the past. Like they say, like, you're depressed if you're in the past, you're anxious if you're in the future. Like, let's try to be in the present and do better, I guess. Like,
we're trying. We are truly trying. But it's a process. Like, we're not perfect. We're going to make hella mistakes. Like, lots of mistakes. Probably repeat some of the same mistakes. But we can't, you know, anyone can tell us what to do. But we have to figure it out. Like, we have to. We've never been 31 before. We're still learning, as well as everybody else. Like, they've never been the ages that they've been. Like, this is our first time. So at the same time, we're still learning. We're still trying to figure it out. Like, it's just, we understand more. And like you said, now that everybody's been through their first heartbreak or had kids and, you know, with somebody, and or that situation didn't work out, you know, had betrayal from, like, family and friends, or finding out, like, oh, this is what I went through as a child. Like, it's all starting to click a lot more. Being in our 30s, it's just harder to find people to actually really love or really want to be loved anymore.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, like you said, like, thing, where it's like the thing you said to me, where it's like, maybe I'm too fucked up to be loved. And I don't mean like forever, and that don't mean it's not worthy. It's like, we are giving out, like, I feel like say, like, they, you get what you give. And when you're putting out to the world, like, you know, you're hurt, you're angry, like, I don't want this right now, I want someone unavailable. But then get mad when you get someone unavailable, because again, that's our ego. Because it's like, no, I still want someone to, you know, if I don't want them to sit on the back burner, but they want me, but at my terms and my conditions. And it's like, see, no, what the hell is that? That's not how it works. Like, but
I never had that.
Right. Like, let's just, at the end of the day, like, try to get down to, like, okay, well, why we still entertain certain situations when we know we shouldn't. But
it's the chase, and that's where we want our ego to be.
That's the chase, yeah. It's definitely the chase, but all we can do is acknowledge, move forward, be aware. That's a big thing, too.
That's, like, the biggest steps, you know? I mean, everything is a process, you know? That's the biggest steps for us to know our accountability, that we're aware, that we're like, okay. And that's the problem, is a lot of people need to be aware and accept accountability. Like, we're not perfect. We're not gonna make the right, smartest decisions all the time when it comes to relationships or any type of situation, you know? Everything's a learning process, so. But at least we can admit that, like, okay, we'll take accountability. Like, we, you know, I'm aware this is what's going on, but eventually I'll have enough. I just have to wait until I completely have had enough.
Right, and exactly. And, yeah, we just, like, we know at the end of the day, like, no one's perfect. We're not perfect. But I know that we have always came into a situation with good intentions.
Yes.
With genuinely loving to give and to nurture and to see someone prosper. Like, at the end of the day, like, I could sit up here to anyone that's ever came, I came across and dealt with, like, still wish them well.
Right.
I really wish the best for them, and be still forgiving for more for me than them.
Right.
Because you can't hold on to that baggage. That's right. Too much on you. And it's like, you know, just Godspeed. and yeah, like, and yes, we may have played a part in toxicity and you know, but like you said, just take accountability, forgive ourselves for our mistakes, because at the end of the day, you gotta love your mistakes, because there's so much lesson and there's so much beauty in the struggle.
Yep, there is.
That I actually, like, I work better under pressure, so it's like I'm actually grateful. Like, oh, I fell down, oh, I fucked up. Okay, well, let me find that lesson in there, because it's there every time.
Every time.
Every time there's a lesson there. It's just, don't keep putting your hand on the stove, getting burnt, and being like, why? Why does someone keep burning me? Like, no, you're doing that to yourself, honey.
You gotta live and you gotta learn. And the only way you're gonna learn is if you live. So
yeah,
you gotta
It's okay YOLO. To make mistakes, you know. Just all we can do is try to have good intent. I think that's a big thing. Just good intent, good character. Even though it could be hard, because you know what? It's real easy to get cold. It's real yep. easy to be like, okay, fuck you too. And yep. I'm going to do you worse because I'm hurt. And
yep.
ego, again, right. plays into that of, yep. oh, no, you think you could hurt me. I'm going to show you like why you shouldn't be. I'm going to check you on why you shouldn't have hurt me in the first place. Make you feel worse. And it's like, but that's so ugly. That still carries like that ill.
Yeah. And that's not who we are.
No. So we got to try to stay like as true as we can to ourselves.
Right. It's not who we are. We can't, like, we never go into a situation with not pure intentions. We go into every situation with pure intentions until shown otherwise, you know?
Right. So. And it, because that's more, it's more heartbreaking. Like, right, like, right. if we both went into a situation like, hey, I'm going to go into this. I'm going to play this person. I'm going to use this person. Uh-huh. I'm going to manipulate this person. You can't even be mad if that happens back to you. You kind of almost have to laugh. Right. Like, damn, okay, touche, like, got
right.
me there.
Right.
But that's why people get more upset and more triggered. And people end up, the calm ones that are hella loving and giving, end up snapping on someone. Because it's like, hold on, I came into this with pure intent, even when I needed saving.
Yep.
I still tried to be like, let me try and bless someone else, even though my head's barely above water.
Yep.
So that's when you get more, it's more personal. Like, I mean, you may have came into this with ill intent.
Right.
And seen someone pure and been like, I'm gonna take advantage of that. And then get mad when you, at the end of the day, they are the ones who get hurt more.
Yep.
They do. It may be a year from now. You know, like, it may take time for them to feel like, oh, I got over. Oh, it ain't shit. Like, but best believe, like, the ones with good intent, at the end of the day, they come up off top, even if they're by themselves. I mean, know your worth. Like, I had someone the other day, like, oh, I just don't get, no, I'm not trying to sound cocky, but I just don't get how you could be single. Or woo-woo. And it's like, I learned my worth.
Yep.
I mean, I'm still learning, right. but it's, yeah, people could be in relationships. It's not hard, but you got to learn your worth.
Learn your worth. When you learn your worth, then it doesn't, you're not going to settle just for anything and anybody. Like, you're not.
Yeah. I think that was good.
That was good.